Hey, today on Aloha in Mind, it's our very first podcast. Congratulations. So let's introduce ourselves and get comfy, but not too comfy, because by the end of our short time together, we're going to have two strategies in your life skills tool belt, Aloha and mindfulness.
Hey, Don, how's it going today?
How's it?
It's going great. Well, aloha, friends, and welcome to Aloha Mind officially. I am Carissa Burgos, your host, along with Don O'Brien, and I am a Southern California gal living here in Oahu, beautiful Oahu, with my family learning the aloha way. And our hope is that for each episode that you will gain some mindfulness strategies and stuff to add to your life toolkit to become a better person and to have better mental well-being. So, Don, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
How's it? I'm Don O'Brien, a big mouth for big aloha. I've been doing lots of radio, a little bit of MC and TV, and a lot of teaching. In other words, I'm a mega mouth, motor mouth for many years here in Hawaii. So, aloha. Welcome to the show. You know what? Why don't we share our heart with them straight out the front, Reese?
All right, let's do it.
Our heart in this show, the heart of Aloha in Mind, is simple. Aloha always wins.
That's right.
Yes, choosing love and aloha is proven to be winning for your body, for your mind, emotions, your soul, even your spirit. Win, win, winning. It's mental health aloha style. And by the end of today's session, you'll walk away with choosing aloha for the win. Did we mention winning enough here, Risa?
No, we did not.
Never mentioning it enough. So let's get to starting with the winning.
So Don, why don't you tell us like a little bit about aloha? What does it mean? How does it, you know, play out in the culture here?
I love that you're so honoring of the culture and that you, even when you arrived, you loved it. But what is aloha? It's the highest form of love. It's unconditional, it's sacrificial, and better yet, it's eternal. So it's not I love chocolate or I love memes, even though I love both of those way too much. Aloha is the Hawaiian word, but it's a universal truth. So it's Hawaiian, but it's universal. And the whole world is seeking ultimate aloha and health. They're seeking aloha. Let me put it simply. Aloha is why the world loves Hawaii, because Hawaii loves. Get it?
Sure does.
We sure do. And we have beautiful beaches and sunsets. We have beautiful islands and beautiful people. But the real grab, the real draw is aloha. Yeah, you can find those beaches and those people and those great sunsets anywhere around the earth, but it's the aloha that people really come for. It's our culture, and the culture is loving, it's caring, it's graciously hosting and generously giving of ourself. That's what aloha is. It's also related to ohana. Ohana means family and friends, and that translates to inclusivity. Everybody is included. Nobody gets left behind. And that's not just a Disney line. Okay. They stole it from us. That's true, pure aloha and ohana.
Nice, nice. You know, when I came here, you're often told like, oh, it means like hello, goodbye, love. So to hear that definition gives it a lot more depth and meaning.
Thank you.
And I like that there's like multiple definitions to it.
Yes.
I mean, you can feel it when you go to the market. I'm checking out and the cashier is saying, how is your day? And they're looking at you in the eye. It's heartfelt. It's not like a robotic line that they're feeding to everyone. And they really want to know like, oh, well, what are you up to today? And it kind of like took me aback. And I'm like, oh, I'm having a conversation with a stranger. But
yes,
you know, it's a really nice feeling. Driving is a huge thing over here where you feel aloha, everyone lets you in.
Yes, it's crazy.
It's like, what? You're letting me in as we're driving? You know, I come from LA, no one wants to let you in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if you let someone else in, you get the shaka. And I'm like, oh, this is really fun. Like, everyone's really nice here. So it's definitely felt for sure. And to hear that it really is such an important part of, you know, living here, it's really amazing. It's, you know, it's a great place to be.
It's a definite difference, and you don't just pay for the flight or the hotel, you're paying for aloha. You know, it's hard to narrow down. Like you were saying, there are so many different meanings to aloha because it is a huge concept and it gets lost in translation. But aloha, again, is love that's unconditional, it's sacrificial, and it's eternal. It's the real deal.
So I guess what maybe a lot of our listeners may be asking is like, aloha, mindfulness, the mind, like what is the deal here?
You know what? That's a great question to ask. And I would say absolutely, it's ultimate love, but it's also ultimate health and well-being. Mm-hmm. And science backs it up. Right. We'll get to that. But first, now that we've introduced aloha, let's talk about the other half of our podcast, mindfulness.
Mindfulness. Oh, I love mindfulness. I can talk about mindfulness all day. You know, you might have heard it as a buzzword within the past years in the pandemic, like, oh, let's practice being mindful, you know, because we were off in solitude and, you know, you saw mental health rates decline for the worse.
Horribly. But, sadly. You
know, mindfulness has actually been around for many ages.
Yes.
Like ages of time. And it was just brought to life because, you know, we had this traumatic pandemic come through. But what it is at its essence is to just be fully present in the moment. So whatever you're doing, no distractions, no physical distractions, no mental distractions. It is just being in the moment, either with yourself or with someone else.
Yeah. I love that. Mindfulness is being present in the now without any distractions.
So, you know, I'm a teacher, and a lot of times children or teenagers, I teach high school, they're like, well, being in the present, what does that mean? What does that look like? What does that sound like? Well, there's a couple scenarios. The most simplest scenario is you're at lunch with a friend or a family member or someone you haven't seen in a while. Being present means you're putting your phone away. Mm-hmm. You don't even have it turned upside down, because when it's turned upside down, that's telling you like, oh, it's still there.
And I'm still a part of my now.
Take a little peek.
Yes, right? It is so tempting.
The best part is, you know, the best way is to just put it away and focus on the conversation you're having.
Yeah. Out of sight, out of mind, exactly. Right? Comes into mindfulness. I just spent some time, it's, you know, summer when we're filming this. I saw my Jujubu, my little five-year-old, up on Kauai. And I did. I had the phone out, Reese, because I was checking. You know, I feel like I'm an adult. I have business. I have my work. I got to contact Reese about the podcast. And he finally took my face and he held it and he said, Auntie Donnie, put the phone down. And he said, be here, pay attention to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the whole definition in two words, be here.
Right. That's a simple way to put it. Just be here. I mean, how many of us parents, like Don said, we're so busy with life and our kids just want our attention. Yes. They want us to be in the moment with us. Put the phones away. And those are the biggest, I guess, problems that we have with mindfulness is, they're like mini computers in our pockets.
Yeah.
We have the world at the palm of our hands and we cannot give our full attention to everything. Another example, maybe you're in a conference call or, you know, you're in a meeting at work. And instead of focusing on whoever has the floor or the presenter, you're like, what can I get done on the side?
Right. Or you have your laptop open. You're kind of trying to sneak attack some things.
Right. Or, you know, oh, this is like really annoying that I have to be here. I could be doing my laundry instead or going to the market, right? We all do that.
Yeah.
That is not being in the moment. You know, instead try to take in what someone's saying and get their perspective. Why are they up there? What's the point of this? What can you do to contribute? So being mindfulness is really just being in the moment of whatever it is you're doing, exercise, cooking, your kids, your family, your friends.
And to be honest, it feels to me, even as you're saying it, Risa, I know I attend things or I'm teaching in front of teachers normally as a Choose Aloha ambassador, mm-hmm. the Choose Love program. Mm-hmm. And I can see the laptops up and I can see the eyes bouncing down a lot. And I think to myself, I'm not even sure that they're listening, or if I'm on the other side of that and I'm looking at my laptop or I'm checking my phone and I'm thinking, I'm just taking notes. Don't worry, I'm taking notes on my phone. And that's a full flat lie. I'm checking my texts and I'm responding to people. And what I'm missing in that moment now, as you're saying that, is I'm not fully present for myself,
right?
But I'm also not fully present for the person. And we get this fractured focus instead of,
I love that.
Fractured I'm right focus. Here for you right now, right? Mm-hmm. Fractured focus. Do I really get the full benefit of right now? It's like saying in this moment, I could earn $100, but really I'll just take the 25. That's fine for me. I'm not getting the full benefit.
That is a great analogy.
Really. And the last thing, I'll back up what you were saying with the kids, like put away your phone, put away the digital devices, stop playing video games to some of the younger generation. Kids really just need three things: safe, seen, and celebrated. And in great. That moment, I was not helping my kid to feel seen or celebrated. And that's not just for the little ones. It's for the big kids too.
I mean, yeah, imagine like if we're talking, having a conversation and and you're like this, yeah. I'm going to get a little like, hey, like, what about me? You know? So yeah, big very kids true. Too, adults, it goes for us all.
Yes, it does. So give the gift of your full self to you and to the other person. I love it. Well, that was a quick introduction of the two parts of our show. Aloha in Mind is Aloha and Mindfulness. And we're both passionate about both of those things, which were invented long before we were born, Risa, we're catching the wave with some good stuff with you. So today's takeaway, Aloha always wins. I teach that to kids at the Aloha rallies, and you start with a heart.
I love it.
Right? Aloha. Thank you, Risa, for helping me. And then a heart is a muscle. So on the second word, always, make it a big heart, because when you pump a muscle, it gets bigger. So you start with Aloha. Go ahead, start again. Aloha. And then always wins. Say it with me. Aloha always wins. That's the takeaway for you and me on this very first podcast of Aloha in Mind. Because it's the ultimate love and the ultimate health choice for mindfulness and so much more. Next up, it's time for some fast facts and sassy stats.
Yes.
Why? Because science says, and it backs it up and it proves that doing Aloha and mindfulness is true and it's good for you. First and foremost fact, I got to get it straight here. Science proves that Aloha, or connection and healthy relationships, is key for physical, emotional, mental, and everything health. Aloha makes you healthy.
Oh, yeah. Are you familiar with the 80-year Harvard study?
86 years now. Yeah.
6 years.
I love it. The Grant study.
The Grant study. So in case you don't know about the Grant study, it was a study done 86 years ago where the Harvard researchers followed about 268 sophomore men. Mm-hmm. And they are going to follow them through their whole life. And the point of this research was to find out what is the secret to happiness and a good life. So you had men from wealthy or well-off families, you have men from inner city, different races, different demographics, and they followed them through school, through graduation, through
getting times their jobs. Yes, that's right. There were big wars at the time being fought.
Times of war. Their careers, the highs, homes.
Yes.
The lows, marriages, divorces.
The whole gamut right? of life.
Kids, parenting, and now at this point, even grandparenting. And what they found was surprising. Even I was surprised. So you would have thought maybe, okay, the secret of success, or not success, happiness and a good life, is that you are successful in your career.
Wealthy, lots of
money.
That
was it?
I would think so, yes.
Was not it. Wealth, having lots of money, not being, you know, having right. to worry about things.
No debt. That private island in Fiji, Tahiti. I could name a lot of things. A private jet to get to my private island.
Right? That was not it. So what was it? It was connection. Mm. Connection in your relationships yes. with your friends, your family, and your community.
Your special sacred circle, right?
Right.
It was quality relationships. And as Risa just said, connection. That's the key word in Aloha and mindfulness. It comes down to the root of connection. How's my relationship with the person I'm in the room with or not in the room with? Connection. I love that study. And it's not too shabu-shabu, not so shabby, because it was Harvard University. It's not no junior college. Right. 86 years is one of the longest longitudinal studies. I know I said that twice, longest longitudinal. I was trying to bring extra emphasis on the syllable. So yes, love is healthy and it produces a feel-good chemical. This is another statistic that probably happened in the Grant study, is that it produces this feel-good chemical in your brain called dopamine. You know, that's kind of where we get the word dope, dopamine. you know, it feels dope because it's like a drug. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel really high. Not that I'm promoting drugs right now, but you know, that's the word dope. And so it makes you physically feel good or high. It like when you first fall in love.
Oh, yes.
You know the feeling. Or when you're being loved, your brain releases this. And so science says it's really good for you. Loving is like exercising. I'm just going to put this out there. Maybe I could use that with I love chocolate or I love ice cream or loving the Lau Lau combo plate, extra scoop rice with gravy all over. No.
Yeah. I think they're talking about something else.
Science does not say that.
But no, I get it. When I used to run, I would train for half marathons.
Nice.
And it's like, it's so, to come out of that run and your mind is clear and you feel great. It's that natural
high.
Yes. It's a great feeling.
So love is a natural high and you don't have to run anywhere.
You don't. Just as crazy runners.
So final fun fact, aloha is the law in the state of Hawaii. Do you want to give us some more intel on that one?
I can. I'm going to read it because I want to make sure
Please do.
I get it right. So the Hawaii State revised statute read, aloha spirit coordinates the mind and heart within each person. It brings each person to the self. It even calls it a life force. Like this says something, you know.
Boom, kayayu, life force, that's huge. I love it. But you know what? If it's the law in the state of Hawaii, then the next time I get cut off in traffic, citizen's arrest. You did not drive with aloha right there. Oh, wait, you flipping me off in traffic? Citizen's arrest felony. That's a serious violation of aloha in the aloha state because it's the law here. I'm loving this action right here. I'm citizen's arrest all day long. As the aloha ambassador of the state of Hawaii, I got you. So I'm going to do that. What do you think?
I think that sounds great. We'll make citizen arrest all day.
No, I'm serious right now. But let's go to the next transition. Let's do it together. Ready, set, go. So what? Now what?
All right. So finally, we are ready for aloha in action. How are we going to make talk real and, you know, applicable in our own life?
Yes. So what? Now what? So in summary, thank you for joining us for our very first podcast. You were our ohana today. We introduced ourselves. We also introduced the concept of aloha and the concept of mindfulness. And why do we do that? Because aloha always wins. Physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, financially, everythingly, aloha always wins. You got this.
So we also talked about mindfulness, being present in the now without any distractions. We also brought up the fun fact that aloha state says aloha spirit is, you know, should be integrated in your life. And, you know, this allows us to be our best selves. It allows us to not only for ourselves, but for others, for our children, for our friends, for our family, and to be in the best mindset we can possibly be.
Love it. Now to add the winning to win. Winning. Yes. Let's practice aloha. And it's simple. Just say aloha. To say aloha is to extend love to the other person. And that's ultimate love. So let me show you how we're going to do it. Aloha, Risa.
Aloha, Don.
Thank you. That's like a verbal hug, guys. Super exciting. And you don't have to touch them. Social distance if you want. So we say thank you for that. In Hawaiian and Polynesian cultures, aloha, ofa, or talofa, as the Tongans and the Samoans say, but our whole Polynesian circle of people, we believe that when we live aloha, we turn a light on. And when you even say aloha, it transforms the spiritual atmosphere. So you might be having kind of a dark day or a bad day, but when you speak aloha, you speak it into being, and it changes the darkness into light. And when you live pono, or righteousness, when you live light, you change the outside to be light as well. And so it's very powerful. We believe in the power of words. And so thank you, Risa, for always asking me the background of our culture. She's phenomenal. She and her husband, Rich, and their keiki living aloha. And they've been here 3 years, yeah?
Yeah, going on 3 years, yeah.
I love it. So aloha, Risa.
Aloha, Don.
Thank you. It changes everything.
It does. You know, like it's not like, oh, hey. Hi, it's aloha. And it's like you said, it's like a little hug. You
know? It's a verbal hug. Love it. You got it. Thank you.
All right. So I think that wraps it up for today. And remember, aloha always wins.
Once again, thank you for joining us and being an important part of our Aloha in Mind Ohana on this beautiful day in Hawaii. Aloha and
aloha.